Trump will turn himself in Thursday for Fulton County charges. By Paul Bois on August 21, 2023. Former President Donald Trump will be turning himself in at the Fulton County Jail in Georgia on Thursday for charges related to a grand jury alleging that he tried to illegally overturn the 2020 election. The former president made his position known about turning himself in via a Truth Social post on Monday. "Can you believe it? I'll be going to Atlanta, Georgia, on Thursday to be arrested by a radical left district attorney. Fani Willis, who is overseeing one of the greatest murder and violent crime disasters in American history," Trump wrote. "In my case, the trip to Atlanta is not for murder, but for making a perfect phone call." She campaigned, and is continuing to campaign, and raise money on, this witch hunt. "This is in strict coordination with crooked Joe Biden's DOJ. It is all about election interference," he added. The former president will be turning himself in one day after the GOP presidential primary debate on Fox News, which he has refused to attend. As Breitbart News reported, the former president's bond in the Fulton County case has been set for $200,000. Former President Donald Trump's bond was set for $200,000 on Monday in Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis's case against him and 18 other co-defendants, said the report. Trump's release terms are stricter than some of his other co-defendants' terms. Each of the defendants' bond agreements contains a provision that they shall perform no act to intimidate any person known to him or her to be a co-defendant or witness in this case or to otherwise obstruct the administration of justice, it added. Trump's conditions also prevent him from making any direct or indirect threats against witnesses or co-defendants. The above shall include, but are not limited to, posts on social media or reposts of posts made by another individual on social media, the bond order added. As Joel Polak of Breitbart News noted, the 41-count indictment charges former President Donald Trump, his lawyers, and his campaign aides with multiple crimes for a nationwide challenge to the 2020 vote. The indictment was released close to midnight on Monday after a rushed grand jury process that took just one day to consider a complicated set of allegations involving 19 defendants, including the president, across a wide array of states and jurisdictions, Joel Polak wrote. The indictment does not fundamentally concern actions taken in Georgia, but describes words spoken and actions taken by the Trump campaign in a variety of other states in their efforts to cast doubt on the controversial 2020 presidential election, he added. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.